saw a bit or two of Joaquin Phoenix accepting his Oscar for Best Actor for the movie Joker, all right? And it's easy to conclude, having seen that, he didn't deserve the Oscar. Joaquin Phoenix did not deserve the Oscar because he wasn't acting. He is truly insane. You'd have to see his acceptance speech at the Oscar. The man is truly, he's not acting at all. He's out of his gourd. Anyhow, my next guest, Alan Sachs, a professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. I'm sure he stayed up late.
I did.
Attaboy.
I did. I want to win an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Because I act every day. We all do. Shakespeare was right. You know, that's all we do is act every day, you know. I forgot the word.
All the world's a stage.
All the world's a stage, and boy, is that true.
You got it. All the world's a stage.
The only thing is, at the very end, nobody likes the other parts of that phrase. All the world's a stage, and life is a tale told by an idiot, if I remember, or maybe he has a worse word than that.
You're pretty close, yeah.
But life is a tale told by an idiot.
So did you really watch this stuff? Because Joaquin Phoenix is clearly and certifiably insane. I mean,
the Joker, I read a lot of reviews of it. It was not reviewed very well. So I don't know who these Academy Award people are. I can't think of a more undeserving group than the Hollywood people and college professors.
Yeah.
Who get a lot of adulation and have a pretty good life and do less. Can you imagine Hollywood? They had to drive through a lot of Hollywood streets, strewn with homeless people, and needles and everything over the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And they go to that a major event, and what I like to watch, of course, my wife watches too.
Right.
Is the before on one of the channels, and it's the red carpet.
Sure.
And these women. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing
Versace.
Yeah, almost nothing. I've seen the dresses. What are you wearing? A smile.
And you want to wear, well, where is Versace? What are you wearing? I'm wearing Gucci.
Right. You love it, Target. Professor. Listen, you're giggling like a school kid. You love it.
I really do. I'm wearing Target right now.
That's Target, French clothing store. Target.
And sometimes Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Mayor. At any rate, Professor Alan Sachs here on a Monday. So let's talk to a little bit more serious. I think that Joe Biden's aspirations of being president, I think we are in the late stages of his third and final presidential campaign.
And he called the woman a pony dog or something.
A dog-faced pony soldier.
That's not the thing to do, Mr. Biden. Yeah,
a dog-faced pony soldier. Well, my question is, What does that mean?
It means he's out of it. You know? He doesn't do well in South Carolina.
Yeah.
He's
well,
gone.
Here's what I was just talking about before you joined me.
And another person is that who could be in trouble in South Carolina is the mayor of South Bend.
Yeah, we'll see. But I was just talking about Bernie Sanders over the weekend giving an interview. Scoffing at CBS News for saying, well, nobody knows what the health care plan, anybody that tells you what the health care plan is going to cost is lying. Isn't that the big complaint in health care, that nobody knows what it costs?
That's right. It doesn't matter. And these are the same people that gave us the Iowa caucuses.
Well, right. But here's Bernie saying we can't trust people because they don't tell us the cost. There's no transparency. And then he says, nobody knows what the health care system is going to cost. I'm sorry. Does nobody get the irony here?
Isn't that amazing? Nobody would let a student get away with that.
No.
Get away with it.
Yeah, so Mayor Pete, you don't think Mayor Pete's going to stand up well in South Carolina?
I don't think so, if his personal life is given some airing.
Right.
And so far it has not. And frankly, I'm sort of a libertarian at that. I don't care what people do. But there's a lot of people that do care.
Yeah, there are.
And I'm afraid that in South Carolina there's a lot of people that do care. And it may reflect back on him in a good way. It's hard to know how these things work. But his lifestyle, and he looks so cherubic. He looks just perfect, you know. And he sounds...
He looks like Chuck E. Cheese. Let's be honest. He looks like Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. Now, can you imagine him negotiating with Vladimir Putin?
I mean,
like, could be
or
like
anybody else.
Or with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Negotiating with his cabinet about what's for lunch. Come on, I can't see him negotiating with anybody very well. He'll get eaten alive.
It gets very tough.
Let's be honest. But,
and South Bend is not, he did not leave the city in good shape.
No, he didn't.
A lot of police officers can tell you.
In fact,
can tell you.
Coming here on the program, we're going to have some people commenting that are South Bend residents about that. Okay, so is the person that benefits the most from all of this, besides Donald Trump, because Donald Trump had a great week last week from the caucus debacle to the end of the impeachment, State of the Union, all that. But Michael Bloomberg, little Mike.
He's coming up. We'll have to see. I think he may be in some of the coming up debates. It'll be interesting to see how he does. I understand he's not a good speaker. But
I don't have any idea.
But he's a smart man. He was an infinitely better mayor of New York City than de Blasio is at the present time.
Well, and he'll be celebrating his birthday this Friday.
He'll be what, 78?
78 years old, he will be. Michael Bloomberg will be 78 years old this Friday, celebrating his birthday. And I give him credit. You know, he's out on the campaign trail. Smart guy, working hard, 78.
And at least he did something. He built a company.
That's right. A couple of them. A few of them, right? He's been
right.
successful.
I don't know what in the world Pete Buttigieg is.
But let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. Professor Alan Sachs here with us. Professor, let's say for the sake of argument, Bloomberg is the guy that makes it through Milwaukee and becomes the standard bearer for the Democrats, and then he walks out on stage with Donald Trump for the first debate. Donald Trump is 6 foot three, and Mayor Bloomberg is 5 foot seven. I had to look it up. He's 5 foot seven. Trump is,
bad.
I mean, it's going to look, I mean, Trump's going to tower over this guy.
That's right. But he wants to to stand on a crate.
Yeah, on his little stool, right.
Donald Trump says no.
Maybe we'll just get him a shorter podium. Right?
That's right. It's just.
But what I'm asking you about is this optics, because optics do matter. And if you've got a picture of Donald Trump, you know, looking down and shaking the hand of Mike Bloomberg, who's, you know 8 inches short or whatever that is.
It'll matter a lot.
Right. A lot. I mean, maybe he can wear his Gene Simmons boots and be taller. Put on the Kiss boots.
Michael Bloomberg has some substance to him. But some of the stuff he says, you just want to just wince at, you know?
Well, right. You know, when he talks about firearms, it's embarrassing how little he actually knows.
That's right.
It's about
very,
guns.
Very naive. And a lot of the other stuff he says is naive, too.
Yeah.
So we don't have
incredible.
A good, the Democrats do not have a good group. You know,
no, they don't.
Amy Klobuchar might take it all.
Well, she could. She's coming up. She's in fifth place. She's about to pass Joe Biden. And let's be honest, if things don't go well tomorrow in New Hampshire, Elizabeth Warren is also in trouble. I'll give you the last word.
What a group of Democrats they put together. I mean, you begin to say, we have 330 million Americans, and look who the Democrats give us.
This is who we get. This is who we get. All right, Professor, greatly appreciate you being here as always. Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas, Arlington. Can't wait for you to go watch The Joker on tape with Joaquin Phoenix.
I'll be there.
Attaboy. Thanks for being here as always. By the way, on Twitter right now, at Steve Gruber Show, go find it. Got a poll up. Who would you support for president today? Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, or somebody else? Go ahead and vote. We're encouraging you to get involved. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MA.